This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. As always, you can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It is Ian.
And man, censorship out there on the internet is going wild, with Twitter purging more than 70,000 accounts affiliated with QAnon after the Capitol riot. There's also Parler, which is just completely and totally gone dark, largely as a result of monopolistic powers wielded by tech giants like Google, Apple, and Amazon.
Did you see also that somebody scraped gigabytes or terabytes or whatever of data off of Parler?
I did. It was something like 180 terabytes, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
but yeah, because it's
a bunch
just
of posts from their users.
Because it's just badly programmed. They weren't removing metadata from videos and photos, so when they were uploaded, it was still tagged with their location, and it's just a complete mess out there. And it's not getting any better. Cumulus, which is you would need to describe Cumulus.
I would say they are the number one or two, I forget where right now, largest radio corporation.
iHeartMedia would be their primary competition.
Yeah, iHeartMedia, formerly known as Clear Channel, and Cumulus, they're big.
Okay.
You know, we're on maybe two or three Cumulus stations out there, not a whole lot of them, but we are on some of their stations.
Well, they've evidently told their talk radio hosts that, hey, you need to stop talking about this stop the steal nonsense, or we're going to kill your show. Facebook is also now blocking posts that use the term stop the steal. It's just insane what is happening, but the bulk of it is directed at Parler, which is a alternative social media site that people were flocking to after the Trump election because of the intense censorship that you find on Facebook and Twitter and yeah, YouTube and all of these other places.
And that's gotten even worse over just the last week.
It has gotten significantly worse, yes. And it's going to get worse as Biden and the controlling Democrats, who, you know, 6 months ago they were talking about how these companies wield monopolistic power. Facebook has to be broken up. They're a monopoly. They're anti-competitive. But when they start using that power against their enemies, unsurprisingly, suddenly they don't have any objection to it.
Right.
So critics of Silicon Valley censorship for years heard the same refrain. This is coming to us from greenwald.substack.com. Tech platforms like Facebook, Google, and Twitter are private corporations and can host or ban whoever they want. If you don't like what they're doing, the solution is not to complain or to regulate them. Instead, go create your own social media platform.
I agree.
That operates the way that you think it should. Indeed, you've done it.
I've been saying that.
We've
done that. We can talk about that in a bit.
Yeah. So the founders of Parler heard that suggestion, and they also tried. In August of 2018, they created a social media platform similar to Twitter, but which promised far greater privacy protections, which they failed to deliver on, including a refusal to aggregate user data in order to monetize them, and so on. Over the last year, Parler encountered immense success. Millions of people who objected to increasing repression of speech on the largest platforms, or who had themselves been banned, signed up for the new social media company. As Silicon Valley censorship radically escalated over the last several months, including banning pre-election reporting by the New York Post about the Biden family, denouncing and deleting multiple posts from the U.S. president, and then terminating his access altogether, mass removal of right-wing accounts, many people migrated to Parler, and it was catapulted to the number one spot on the list of most downloaded apps on the Apple Play Store. Overall, it was the 10th most downloaded social media app in 2020. So it looked as if they were successful, but today, if you want to download, sign up for, or use Parler, you will not be able to do so. That's because three Silicon Valley monopolies, Amazon, Google, and Apple, abruptly united to
Well, they're not
Parler.
Monopolies. Now, this is Glenn Greenwald who's writing this.
It, I don't know his first name. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, definitely he's a great journalist. I've got a lot of respect for Glenn Greenwald. For those that don't know, he's the guy who broke the Edward Snowden story.
Okay.
He recently had to walk away from a company that he co-founded, which is the hell's their name? I'm spacing on it. Anyway, not Inquisitor, but it starts with an I. Anyway, he co-founded this company after he left the Guardian out in the UK, and so he co-founded this with the idea of it being this sort of independent journalism thing, and it was that for a while, and then some board of directors got in charge of the thing, and then they started running it as like a leftist talking piece, essentially running the co-founder out of his own company, basically. And so he walked from this other group and started his own blog on this particular website. So it's not his website, but it is purportedly a site that allows bloggers to,
okay,
or journalists or whatever, to do their journalism and collect directly from their viewers or their readers in this case. So he's a very well-respected journalist, but I will quibble with calling these companies monopolies. By definition, they're not. It's very
like Google and Apple compete with each other.
Correct. It's very common to call big companies monopolies because it sounds bad, you know, and these are bad, you know, companies doing a lot of bad things, but they're ultimately not monopolies. They can be competed with. It's just harder than ever because they have this starting point that is incredibly, you know, they've been at it for a long time, right? Like, they've got an advantage because they're established, and it's never easy to go up against the king of the hill as the little guy.
Right. Good point. But they did sort of become a monopoly when they abruptly united to remove Parler from the internet exactly at the moment when it became the most downloaded app in the country.
That would make them an oligopoly, I think would be the right term for that.
Oligopoly?
Yeah.
Okay. If one were looking for evidence to demonstrate that these tech behemoths are, in fact, monopolies that engage in anti-competitive behavior in violation of antitrust laws and will obliterate any attempt to compete with them in the marketplace, it would be difficult to imagine anything more compelling than how they just use their unconstrained power to utterly destroy a rising competitor. Now, I don't think that Parler was actually a competitor to Amazon, Google, and Apple. It was a competitor to Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, you're right about that. Amazon, Google, and Apple are completely acting in a political manner. And while some will claim that this is a leftist thing, you know, and it certainly is convenient to label it that because, well, that's the way it looks, this is a statist thing.
Yeah.
And the whole idea here is, oh, Parler's bad because somebody said something on Parler about you know, what happened in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol building last week. Therefore, Parler assisted indirectly in this, you know, attack against our democracy and the system and D.C. and, you know, all these religious symbols, right? Because
right.
The Capitol is essentially just the church of the state. It's one of their church buildings. And some people came in there and they disrespected the church.
Good for them.
And, I loved watching it. Even though I knew, I mean, I didn't watch it live, but I saw some of the footage later. Even though I knew that these people weren't there because they were against the church, they're just against the priests that are in charge of the church at the
right.
at the moment. They want the church to stay. They want to be to have their priests in charge of the church. So ultimately, it was, you know, a pointless endeavor, although it still had the beneficial aspect of disrespecting, at the very least, this church as it stands. And so because Google and Amazon and Apple and these other companies that, you know, they don't have a political position per se, but they are creatures of the state. They do benefit largely in a lot of ways from the state. Amazon, for instance, is the web host for a ton of state agencies, including the CIA.
Oh, that's not discouraging or alarming at all.
So, I mean, there's literally an S-load of federal agencies, and I'm sure a large number of state ones, but I know for a fact federals that hire Amazon for their web services.
I mean, beyond that, how about how the U.S. Postal Service will deliver mail on Sundays now for Amazon?
Yeah,
it doesn't get more clear that they're in bed together than that.
Right, and you know, these companies all lobby the state. You know, they all try to get favors. I'm sure they're paying various different bribes to these state agencies. So, I mean, they're in bed, and they are not going to leave them without assistance.
They're not. So this attack began on January the 8th. We're going to tell you all about this almost entirely united attack on Parler to just shut it down entirely. You can't find Parler on the internet today. What are your thoughts on this censorship? 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. That's 603-283-6160.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk 5, talk radio that you control. Anything anything that's on your mind, you can give us a call. You can talk about it on live national radio. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. And Bitcoin is on sale for those who didn't get it when it was at $40,000 or whatever it was at.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're new to crypto, you don't know anything about it, then head on over to Bitcoin.com because it's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Just go there, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and you'll find all sorts of information neatly organized by your needs. So you really no longer have an excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a sleek, slick, and easy-to-use website. You can find it at Bitcoin.com. And you can also buy Bitcoin there for those interested at exchange.bitcoin.com or local.bitcoin.com. Mm. There are all sorts of valuable things over there. Check it out, Bitcoin.com.
If you're going to use their exchange, which is a fine exchange, by the way. They've got a lot of volume over there. It's actually one of the bigger ones, it seems like. You probably want to use a VPN if you're in the U.S.
Can you still, will they accept payment from a U.S.?
If you're on a VPN, then they don't know where you are.
But the payment would come from, like, a U.S. bank, presumably.
Oh, no, yeah, you wouldn't be able to send money from a bank.
Okay.
But if you had crypto you wanted to exchange, you could do that.
Okay, awesome. So let's go to the phones. We've got Truth Seeker calling. Truth Seeker, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk to you, too, about nuclear weapons. I don't know if you've ever talked about the fact that they're a hoax or not.
I've never heard that claim.
Okay. And I've listened to your show a lot, and I follow libertarian circles, and I haven't really heard anyone else talking about it. Nuclear weapons and nuclear fallout from nuclear meltdowns at power plants is all just a hoax. The easiest way to tell that it is a hoax is, first of all, they've never been independently verified. It's all government propaganda that there are nuclear weapons. Never been used. I mean, go ahead, sorry.
Your contention is that nuclear weapons do not exist.
Correct.
Can I clarify this question? I mean, I'm not like a science expert or anything like that. Are you saying that atomic weapons are also a hoax, or atomic weapons real, nuclear weapons hoax?
Yeah, atomic nuclear weapons are a hoax.
Atomic. So you're saying what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki was a hoax?
Correct.
What motivation would Japan have had to play along with this hoax from the American government?
Saving millions of lives and saving face.
How did that save
They were able to
millions of lives to allow them to be blown up in two of the largest explosions?
I'm sorry. You're right. It wasn't the United States did it to save millions of American lives. Japan did it to save face. That way they could.
How did that save millions of American lives? The Japanese were ready to surrender before the Americans dropped those bombs.
Okay.
There at Nagasaki and Hiroshima
right now?
All I can
say is that there's no scientific evidence whatsoever that they exist. There's no.
You mean, except for all the people who witnessed it and who had their families and their lives torn apart by large explosions?
Sure. I'm not saying there weren't weapons used. There weren't bombs dropped.
Oh.
They just were non-nuclear weapons.
Wait, hold on. Just to clarify, what was it you just said, sir?
I was just saying, yeah, there were bombs dropped on them. They just weren't atomic bombs.
Oh, okay. So you are acknowledging that there was a tremendous amount of destruction and, you know, death brought to the Japanese people by the United States. Okay, I was worried for a moment you were denying that actually had happened. Okay.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
No, I'm not denying that.
Okay. What about Chernobyl?
They were definitely.
Why would the Soviet government have any motivation whatsoever to make themselves and their technology look weak by perpetrating this lie about Chernobyl?
I haven't looked into that. All I can say, I understand the question of why would they do that?
That's sort of the ultimate example of a nuclear power meltdown. You say, you know, they don't actually leak radiation. They don't actually have radiation or whatever. My question to you is, well, what about this largest nuclear meltdown or the most publicized one in world history? You haven't looked into that?
No, no, I have. I looked into it. I'm just saying I haven't. The reason they would keep up the hoax is because they want people to think they have nuclear weapons.
Okay, here's another question for you. Is there such a thing as nuclear power, or is that also a hoax?
Yes. Yeah, there is nuclear power. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
But when there's a nuclear meltdown, it releases some heat. Mm-hmm. And that's it. You're done. It's done.
So you're saying that you would...
It melts lead, so it's definitely, quote, some heat.
You were saying that if you were... if there were a nuclear meltdown, or the next time there's a nuclear meltdown, if for whatever reason you could actually get in there, because obviously they're going to lock down the area, especially if it's a hoax, right? So they don't want anybody to get in and see it. But if you could, you would walk right up to the radiator or the towers or wherever it is the thing
Let's
happened.
Let's say he'd walk up to the elephant foot.
And you'd be like, everything's fine.
Yeah, you could walk in after a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You would suffer no ill effects.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never heard this claim before.
On what do you base this claim? I mean, is the Earth flat? Is it one of these kinds of things where it says, oh, well, everybody says
it
must.
No, definitely not.
No, okay, well, that's good.
Now, you have to think, you've never heard of this before. First of all, again, like I was saying the very first, they have never been independently verified that these nuclear weapons exist.
Mm.
Everything is propaganda from the government. Mm. There's no independent agency.
I feel like there are a lot of Japanese people out there who would dispute that assertion that it wasn't independently verified as it killed them.
Well, he's saying that wasn't an atomic bomb, which is different from a nuclear weapon, I believe.
Well,
but
what about the people who died later from radiation poisoning, or the people who
Japan?
Are still having birth defects because of the radiation?
Yeah, and there's a whole article written by a gentleman online that goes into all of that. I'm not an expert that I can just spout off everything exactly what happened. It is all documented as to the fakery and the fake photos and everything that was done. You can just search for atomic bomb hoax, and you can find out information online about it.
So the survivors,
nuclear scientists, go ahead.
So the survivors who talk about radiation poisoning and who, in fact, died from radiation poisoning or who, you know, produced children who had birth defects, they're government agents? They're making it all up?
No, the media made it up.
The media made it up. Well,
these people exist, though.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, there is no such thing as nuclear radiation.
Well, it could be possible that they... I mean, it's not impossible that he's right, that this is all just a hoax, but that these people got themselves sick on their own volition, meaning that they manifested all these negative conditions because they believed that they had been subjected to nuclear radiation.
And again,
thank you for the call.
I mean, that could be true.
It's not impossible, but, man, I don't think it's likely.
At least he didn't think the Earth was flat.
That's true.
And at least he wasn't denying that there were bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, there definitely were. 603-283-6160. Do nuclear weapons exist? Is radiation real? 603-283-6160.
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problem associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wyoming Republican Congressman Liz Cheney, the number three House Republican, will vote to impeach President Trump for his role in inciting a deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week. Cheney releasing a statement saying there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States or his office and his oath to the Constitution. The FBI continuing to investigate the deadly riots that took place at the Capitol last week. Assistant FBI Director Stephen D'Antuono saying the investigation is nationwide and a 24/7 operation.
The FBI has worked hand-in-hand with the United States Attorney's Office and our law enforcement partners to arrest and charge multiple individuals who took part in the destruction.
Over 150 cases have already been opened. USA Radio News. Condolences coming in from around the world after a multi-billionaire casino mogul has passed away.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over the 2020 holiday season, e-commerce sales grew over 32% from the previous year, with Americans spending a record $188 billion. Analysts say the increase comes as more people are shopping online due to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendabite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
Support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. And you know, someone on Twitch pointed it out to me, and I wish I had thought to ask him whether or not the previous caller believes that birds are real. Because birdsaren'treal.com is a real website, and it's clearly a troll, right? You can get t-shirts that say birds aren't real. They're secretly government drones and stuff like that. Oh, but prior to that, we were talking about Parler and internet censorship.
Things that we can actually have some sort of control over, right?
Yeah.
Because if you believe that there are no nuclear weapons, as our last caller did, well, then all you can really do with that is try to convince people. But what does that really do? Like, what would it change?
Good point. Even if he convinced us that nuclear weapons weren't real and that radiation wasn't real, what does it matter? Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
So this attack on Parler began on January the 8th when Apple emailed Parler and gave them 24 hours to prove that they had changed their moderation practices or they would face removal from the App Store. The letter claimed, "We have received numerous complaints regarding objectionable content in your Parler service. Accusations that the Parler app was used to plan, coordinate, and facilitate the illegal activities in Washington, D.C. that led to loss of life, numerous injuries, and the destruction of property. It ended with this warning: to ensure that there is no interruption of the availability of your app on the Apple Store, please submit an update and the requested moderation improvement plan within 24 hours of the date of this message. The 24-hour letter was an obvious pretext and purely performative. Removal was inevitable no matter what Parler did. To begin with, the letter was immediately leaked to BuzzFeed, which published it in full. A Parler executive detailed the company's unsuccessful attempts to communicate with Apple, saying, they basically ghosted us. Apple said they won't distribute apps that present dangerous and harmful content, and they rejected the app from the store.
Surprise, surprise.
In October, though, going back a bit, the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Antitrust, Commercial, and Administrative Law issued a 425-page report that contained only the name of their ridiculous committee, but in there was also a little bit about Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google possessing, quote, monopoly power and using that power anti-competitively. For Apple, they emphasized the company's control over iPhones through its control of access to the App Store. They then go into some numbers about how much Apple really controls regarding the iPhone, but shortly thereafter, Parler learned that Google, without warning, had also suspended it from the Play Store, severely limiting the ability of users to download Parler onto Android phones. But yes, with Apple, the App Store is the only way
that you can
install apps. With Google, you can go to third-party app stores if you know they exist and if you know where they're reliable.
Or you can just get the APK straight from the vendor, meaning that if Parler were to have published, and maybe they did, I don't know, I don't follow what they do, but if they had published their app on their own website, you could have just gone there and just downloaded it on your phone, and then usually Google pops up a warning saying, hey, this isn't coming from an approved source, meaning not from Google, and so then you have to change a setting to allow that, and then you'll be allowed to install it when you try to download it again.
That was how I installed Cell 411, even though it was no longer on the Google Play Store. I think
right.
It is again now.
It is now. For the moment, until they decide they don't like Cell 411.
Yeah. It was precisely Google's abuse of its power to control its app device that was at issue when the European Commission deemed Google LLC as the dominant undertaking in the app stores for the Android mobile operating system and ordered them to pay a fine. But the day after a united Apple and Google acted against Parler, Amazon delivered the fatal blow.
Mm. Yeah.
The company, founded and run by the world's richest man, used virtually identical language as Apple to inform Parler that its web hosting service was terminating Parler's ability to have Amazon host its site. Because Parler cannot comply with our terms of service and poses a very real risk to public health, we plan to suspend Parler's account effective Sunday, January the 10th at midnight. Because Amazon is such a dominant force in web hosting, Parler has thus far not found a hosting service for its platform, which is why it has disappeared not only from app stores and phones, but also from the internet.
There's obviously somebody out there who will do this sort of hosting.
I'm fair confident that Agoras Hosting would probably take them on.
I don't know who it is. I don't know how big Agoras Hosting, you know, can go as far as, I mean, it, you know, Parler by no means is a small app, right? It had a huge growth, so you have to have some serious computing power out there to be able to handle something like that. That said, Gab is still in existence. You remember Gab?
I do, but Gab censors people.
Sure, you know, Chris Cantwell went too far for Gab, for instance, and I suspect Parler would also censor people, which is why whenever I hear people saying, oh, just go to this platform over here, oh, leave Facebook and go to Parler, leave Facebook and go to MeWe or Meiwe or however you pronounce it or whatever these other ones are, it's like, yeah, sure, that'll work for the next 6 months until everybody focuses their attention on that thing, and then the owners start to feel the heat like Parler did. So, like, I was never excited about any of these other platforms out there, with the exception of Mastodon, which is the only one that has any real semblance of decentralization to it.
Right.
And even with Mastodon, it's not totally decentralized, because you are still going to a server. There's
sure.
Somebody has a server in Iraq somewhere, and that can be targeted wherever it happens to be. And the problem is, it's not just going to be a problem with Amazon. Amazon is just big enough to make a big splash when they make a decision about this. But there's a ton of smaller hosts out there, all of which are organized under corporate bylaws. Every single one of them asked permission from the government to exist. And I guarantee you, without personally having looked at it myself, but having seen enough terms of service over time, guarantee you, if you look at their terms of service, it'll say something about, like, you must follow all the laws that the government puts into place in order for you to be hosted on this service. And so all they have to do is just interpret that, oh, well, you're in violation of this government law, so therefore we can cancel your contract because we as a government-approved corporation don't want to be associated with anybody who would be against the government. So it's really just a matter of, you know, these companies.
And in that particular case, your only option is to go to the dark web, is to cut out the web host entirely. Or the
The dark web has a web host. I mean, most of the dark web sites are hosting on some web host.
Really? I assumed they were in-house.
No, I don't think so.
Not necessarily in-house, but I assumed they were self-hosted.
Meaning on their own computer from their own house?
Well, not necessarily. I would hope they're not stupid enough to host a darknet website on their, you know.
Well, then in that case, they're hiring somebody. And every story I've ever seen of dark web takedowns, whether it be the Silk Road or whether it be the Playpen, whether we're talking about drugs, or porn, it's always some host somewhere. Now, usually the host itself doesn't know it's being used for darknet purposes, per se, as I understand it.
Okay.
Maybe they do. Maybe they can, like, monitor the ports or whatever, and they can see that, you know, some of their clients are using darknet. I'm not enough of a network admin to be able to be 100% about how obscured some of that stuff is. And maybe there's some of them who are just fine with it. They're like, well, it's darknet, we don't know what it is, so we're not going to take action because we don't know what it is. But if it's brought to their attention somehow, and we know that the federal government has been able to somehow de-anonymize certain darknet websites, and we're still not sure, for instance, how they found the Silk Road servers. That information never came out in the trial. It was never talked about in Ross Ulbricht's trial. So we still don't know the method as to how they figured it out. But they've figured it out, and they've gone to those web hosts and they've said, who owns this account? And they found out.
So on Thursday, Parler was the most popular app in the United States. By Monday, three of the four Silicon Valley monopolies united to destroy it.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
And now they think they can sue Amazon over it, and I don't think it's going
to
work.
I don't think Parler has the money to sue Amazon.
Well, they hired somebody. According to this is CBSNews.com, they have filed the suit.
They have indeed. They're suing Amazon after the technology company booted them. But there's a bit more to this previous article before we jump into how they're reacting to this. Because, you know, liberals have always been against this. You know, Facebook, they're too powerful. Apple is too powerful. They need to be broken up. They're a monopoly, like Greenwald here. But now, when that power is being used against a service they don't like, they have no objection to it whatsoever. Indeed, some of the companies praising Facebook, some of the people, I'll get into it in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number to do that. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Well, Ian here has actually set up a Divi masternode, and he said it was super easy and that staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. And if you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. And we've been talking about Parler, but before we get further into it and how the tech giants are uniting together to shut down Parler, we have Surf Daddy calling from California. Surf Daddy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, Ian.
What's up? What's on your mind?
You've been dedicated to Free Talk Live a long time, huh?
Well, it's my show, so, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been an on-and-off listener since, I think, 2012.
Cool, thank you.
And I've called the show a number of times. But are you getting to the point where you're starting to worry about what you guys do there now?
No, why would I worry?
Well, they're taking down a lot of people, a lot of platforms.
How would worrying help?
Well, how would that help? Well, of course, if you're concerned about something, then you react to it before it happens.
Oh, you're talking about being prepared. That's different than worrying about a thing.
Okay. So, well,
yeah, if you worry about a thing, then it just puts you into paralysis and frustration or fear or something like that. So what you can do instead is to analyze the situation and determine what sort of, you know, actions you might want to take to reduce the risk or reduce the, you know, the damage of a thing if it comes to pass. So to that end, you know, we have been over the years doing some more decentralized things with Free Talk Live, but there's only so much we can do. I mean, there's always going to be certain central points of failure, for instance. So we're on a satellite network, and if, for instance, the satellite network decides they want to take us off the air, well, then, you know, we could buy another satellite channel. But if the satellite provider wants to take us off the air, you know, just not even allow us to buy the channel, they could do that, right? So, and
at which point you're looking at having to build, maintain, and launch your own satellite into space.
Which you wouldn't be able to do, no. Likely, because there's only so many places from which, even if you had the money to do it, only so many launch pads exist, and I'm sure many of them have government controls, you know, in place. So, yeah. Likely, we would have to then go internet only as far as our distribution, which would essentially lose us almost every radio station that we have. So there's no way to truly insulate yourself in this world from these sorts of attacks. However, there are things that you can do to do more decentralization, like we did recently with our Matrix chat server, which allow our listeners to chat with each other without the threat of, you know, some corporate big tech giant holding an axe over their head. We started that back in September.
Which is what happened with Discord.
Yeah, Discord.
Matrix is an alternative to Discord.
Correct. You know, so we were a little late to the game on that. I had known about Matrix, but previously I wasn't impressed with the client software. It used to be called Riot, and now it's called Element, and they've made it much more user-friendly in the last year. So we actually did try, I realize this is a really long answer to your question, so just bear with me here. But we actually did test out Matrix 3 years ago here in the Keene area. So, like, before I would ever put it on the air or as part of the show, we were just trying it as activists, right, just to see how it worked here. And we got a little bit of interest in it, and some people were regularly there and kind of trying it out. And it was just the software was way too secure for the average person to really be able to pick up and utilize. It was always bugging you about security features and checking keys, and it was a pain in the butt. And so the new system they've got, the new software, is called Element. And it's much easier to use, and so I finally, you know, finally once Discord gave me the reason to finally do it, I was like, all right, let's put Matrix in here, and we went with it, and it's been working great. So that's a way for our listeners to chat. We just today, actually, I haven't even finished the blog post about it, but it is online, so I can now announce it. We do have our own social media platform now. It's called FTL Social. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
No, I said, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So it's a Mastodon-based platform, and if listeners have been tuned in over the last 2 years, you've probably heard us talking about Mastodon. We've been promoting Mastodon as a decentralized alternative to things like Twitter and, to some extent, Facebook, even though it's basically a Twitter clone.
I just set up an account last night.
On what?
On Mastodon.
Oh, which one?
Mastodon.
Well, there's thousands of Mastodon instances, so you'd have to know which instance you set the account up on.
Yeah, I'd have to look again. I just started getting into it. And
so you signed up without knowing which instance you went on. That probably means you went on their default Mastodon instance, which would mean you're under terms of service that are very restrictive by comparison to, let's say, the what I'm calling the anti-terms of service.
I don't remember seeing a terms of service when I signed up for the Free Talk Live social.
There's a page there, and
I didn't click it.
It's called terms of service. Most people don't, right? They're terms of service. People don't pay attention to that stuff. But I've actually titled ours the anti-terms of service.
Okay, I need to click this.
I haven't edited the link. I don't know. We'd have to go in, like, the HTML to find the actual links, but when you get there, it says anti-terms of service. Basically, like, hey, we don't owe you anything, and you know, we don't owe you any service. So if you make this too hard for us to deal with, we'll just get rid of you. Basically, you know, if you're causing a huge problem with other listeners, but basically encouraging people to use the block command if there's someone there they don't like, right? Like, you don't have to pay attention to those people. But anyway, check out social.freetalklive.com. It is Mastodon, so for listeners that are unfamiliar, that means it is federated. So like the Matrix chat I was talking about earlier, I didn't talk about what the federation action was that there. So Matrix, Mastodon, these are all self-hosted servers running on our server. So it's centralized in that way, in that if our server blows up, then all of that's gone. Of course, we probably will have a backup somewhere off-site. But, sure. But they are centralized in that way, but they're all what's called federated, which means that they are connected to all of the other, or in theory, all of the other Matrix and or Mastodon servers out there. So on our Matrix server, other people from other Matrix servers can come into some of the rooms, but there are other rooms that are made our server only, but some rooms can let anybody in from anywhere across the entire what they call Fediverse, so any of these other Matrix servers, the thousands or however many of them there are out there. Same thing's true with Mastodon. With Mastodon, anyone can come in from any other server as long as you haven't broken the links to that server. And so sort of by default, from what I understand on Mastodon, you can reach anywhere else in the Fediverse unless that somewhere else has said, no, we don't want to hear from you, right? So
if I post to my Liberdon account, will it reach the Free Talk Live?
If I am following you, so my account on the Free Talk Live social.freetalklive.com, I can follow you on Liberdon. I can follow, if Chris Cantwell were on Gab, but he got banned, I could follow Chris Cantwell on Gab, or I could follow somebody on a socialist server or whatever, as long as there aren't disconnects between those servers.
Okay.
And
I
by
think
default,
I see what you're
there
saying.
Aren't. Yeah, so as long as you know the user's name or whatever, and I think you might even be able to search to some extent. I'm not sure how far that extends or how that works exactly. I'm not an expert at it yet, but if I know the name of a person on a Mastodon server, as long as those servers don't specifically block one another, then we can connect and I can follow those people.
It's really cool technology. Surf Daddy, thank you so much for the call. It's a fascinating time to watch all of these decentralized things go into play. Of course, Library is another, which is a video hosting platform. Well, it's supposedly supposed to have other things like books and stuff like that. But
yes,
in reality, what it became was a video hosting platform similar to YouTube, except the content is decentralized. It uses a sort of torrent mechanism to distribute the actual content and the links to that content.
And there's a crypto involved.
Yes.
As well.
Library credits.
Mm-hmm.
It's built on blockchain technology. The links to the actual content are stored on the blockchain, although the content itself isn't, obviously, because that would be prohibitively large.
Yeah.
So there are awesome things happening.
Well, the content is stored across multiple devices, though, and duplicated.
If people download it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
basically,
they have to download it and then
anyone
keep
that content. Anyone that watches a video is, by default, as I understand it, downloading and seeding that video.
Yes.
Unless they somehow choose to delete it later. I don't know.
Right.
I've used Library, but I'm not an expert at it. And the nice thing about it is you don't need to be in order for it to work for you. So,
and they'll give you free library credits so that you can actually utilize the platform just for installing the application and mm-hmm. going through some viewing content. And this is a cryptocurrency to whatever degree. So
you can trade
in
it.
A sense, making money just to consume content.
Well, that's actually one of the... I don't know if you get paid every time you watch a video. I don't think it works that way.
No,
but
it's like once a week or something. You
can
pay 2LBC.
Pay to watch videos. You can pay the creator of that video in these credits, and it cuts out the middleman. There's no YouTube sitting in the way saying, well, we'll just take 70% of that ad revenue.
Yep.
Instead, it all goes to the creator.
It's very cool. And, of course, a lot of creators can put their content online for free on Library if that's what they want to do. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.